You talked about Cascadia culture, so you're beginning to sort of define an ethos or an aesthetic or however you want to put it, but can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think the ethos tries to align our economics with our ecologics, if you will. And we've been saying that for a long time, and if you look at the history of any culture, that's what has sustained it. I mean, without that connection,
We get what we have now, which is the death of the biosphere potentially.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't work. I mean, but there are people who have the controls, and they're saying, yeah, it's working fine.
Just a little longer.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the planet can sustain this kind of damage indefinitely. Yeah. You know, I live in a little watershed south of Eureka that gives the lie to that idea. I mean, it was the worst damaged watershed of all those that Charles Hurwitz logged when the junk bond Redwood King, you know, which just sort of liquidated all the capital of several thousand years. So we're living with all those debts, and they have to be repaid, I mean, one way or another. I mean,
with or without humans.
Yeah. I mean, the law of reciprocity is everything has to be paid for. That seems so simple now, and probably simple-minded, actually, because people just don't seem to get that.
You have a long record of activism in bioregionalism from 30-some years ago when it was first starting to get hopping, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it was when bio what? I always kind of objected to having a seven-syllable word to describe what you were doing. And I still think there's far too much Greek and Latin in our theories.
But how'd you find out about it, and what was the early activism like in this, let's call it a community or movement?
Well, part of the connection comes from people who were already living here, who knew this region. Jim Dodge was one of them. Jim took me south down to the city to meet Peter Berg, and I remember Jim giving me a little lecture about natural succession as we drove down down the highway. So people like Jim, who had roots in this region before the 60s and 70s, and I think just undertaking my own re-education, learning ecology, and I mean, which was a new word, another Greek word, but I think it's just another word for everything has to be paid for. I mean, that's that's how things work, balance, you know. And I'm sure if you talk to Cheryl very long, she must have talked about balance. I mean, that's restoring balance. I mean, it seems to be from the way-out point of view, is the main business of human beings. I mean, that's what we're here for, to try to keep things on an even keel instead of pushing them over the edge, as we've done.
The whole World Renewal Ceremony back in 1860 that was in progress when it was interrupted by settlers was about putting it right.
Yes, yeah. And the interruption is still going on. Right. It's right out there on the next island over.
How do you mean that?
Where the massacre took place.
The Indian Island. Tulua.
Yeah.